As a certified gold artist with 6 albums behind him, and his biggest hit, The Flood, having over 65 million plays on Spotify alone, Joshua Hyslop has had his fair share of success. Hyslop has just finished his 6th album, Evergold, which he debuted in Victoria, his new hometown, September 28 at Vinyl Envy. It's his first show since moving here a year and a half ago, and he's pretty excited about it. Vinyl Envy holds maybe 60 people. It's going to be a nice, chill little room and we're going to just have a good time. I can't wait, he said. The Saskatoon-born artist who previously lived in Vancouver for 10 years released Evergold via Network Records in April of this year, and it's a new peak in his just over a decade career. B-Sides and Badlands called it a career high, and York Calling wrote he simply nailed it. The album reflects being open to all that life has to offer while feeling nostalgic for something you feel like you've experienced but hasn't happened yet, while Hyslop's signature soft vocals, acoustic timbres and honest lyrics have always been his strong suit, he notably strikes a very different sound on Rise, the opening track of Evergold, with electric guitar, a first for Hyslop, and strong, powerful vocals. Part of the reason I've only ever done acoustic stuff before was because I just never owned an electric guitar, he told Victoria News. My friend lent me one, and it kind of opened a new sound, a new door for me. It shows a new side of the sentimental artist to his fans that will continue to be explored. I don't want to be stuck doing just one thing, but I'm not going to. I just want to experiment and remember why I'm doing it in the first place. The rest of the album remains well suited for intimate shows, Hyslop's bread and butter. Though Hyslop has toured with the likes of Vanessa Carlton, Victoria's John and Roy, and Great Lake Swimmers, one unique way he's built up his career is by playing over 200 house shows. He started doing these not only as a way to break up the long distances between gigs in Canada but also to connect with fans. There's more of a genuine connection, because usually at the house shows you end up sleeping over, hanging out with these people and it's a different vibe than just going to a show, and getting back in your car after. You build a connection. Hyslop is happy to be settling on the island after spending the last decade traveling the globe and collecting all kinds of life experiences, including battling loss, anxiety and depression, becoming a father to 2 children, and facing 2 near-death episodes, one of which where he almost died on a camel safari in India. The decision to move to the island was spurred by the birth of his boy, now 4 and a half, and wanting to be closer to his wife's relatives and their kids. Though he said it was difficult when his family had to unexpectedly find a new place to rent when their daughter was 2 months old, he's enjoyed the quieter period of the last year soaking up island life and spending more time with his wife, son and 7-month-old daughter since they've called Victoria home. We found a great spot in James Bay and we're really loving it, he said. Hyslop already has friends in the local music scene including John and Roy and O.C. Elliott, and said he hopes to play in Victoria more frequently. As per his passion for music, he said it remains strong and he has no plans of stopping anytime soon, so Victorians can keep their eyes and ears open for upcoming Hyslop shows. It still kind of occurs to me every once in a while like, I don't know, man, is this your full-time job? Are you sure? I don't know, but I love it. I hope to get to do it for the rest of my life.